ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मद्विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः. सो Dakshinamurti Stotram, just we started last week, the first verse. Vishvam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam. Vishvam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam. Pashyannat मनि मायया बहिर्बोद्भूतयथा निद्रया पश्यन्नात्मनि मायया बहिर्बोद्भूतयथा निद्रया यः साक्षात् कुरुते प्रबोधसमये स्वात्मानमेवाद्वयम् यः साक्षात् कुरुते प्रबोधसमये स्वात्मानमेवाद्वयम् तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नम इदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये. लास्ट् क्लास् ऐ जस्ट् प्रिपेर्ड् दि ग्रौण्ड् फार् अन्फोल्डिङ्ग् दिस् वर्स्. एस् ऐ टोल्ड् यू, एव्री वर्स् इण्डिपेण्डेण्ट्लि रिवील्स् ब्यूटिफुलि विषन् आफ् नान् ड्युवालिटि. सो प्रत्येकः अपि श्लोकः अद्वैतदर्शनं प्रतिपादयति. इट् रिवील्स्. ऐ सेड् लास्ट् क्लास् दर् इस् विश्वम्, दर् इस् अ सिटि, सारी नगरी. शङ्कराचार्य गिव्स् टु एक्साम्पल्स् फार् वाट्? टु कम्पेर् दिस् यूनिवर्स्, this entire objective universe, the entire objective universe experienced in the waking state is comparable to two things, and he gives those, they are drishtantas, they are given here in the verse. The first drishtanta, I said, the city reflected in the huge mirror. I'm not repeating what I said last class, but definitely you have to remember what all I said last class. But I remind you a little bit now. The huge city reflected in the mirror is first example. The second example is the dream universe which is experienced within oneself. These two are the examples given. So this waking universe which is experienced in the waking state is comparable to these two factors. One, the reflected city obtaining in the mirror, huge mirror, and the dream world experienced within oneself. And I also wanted to remember the four features we discussed last class. This reflected city, for the reflected city, the support, the adhara is the mirror. Similarly, for the dream world, the adhara, the support is the waker. For the reflected city, support is the mirror, which means the reflected city is the adheya, the supported, which does not have independent existence outside of the mirror. The entire city reflected, the entire reflection has its existence within the mirror only. therefore mirror is the adhara. Mirror has the adharatvam or adhishthanatvam. When you say adharatvam or adhishthanatvam, what does it mean? The mirror, with reference to the reflected city, has the status of being the support. And mirror being dependent, mirror has no independent existence at all. They're not mirrored. The reflected city has no independent existence at all. Therefore, the reflected city is mithya. With reference to the reflected city, the mirror is independent of the reflected city reflection. Therefore, mirror is satya. That which is independent is satyam, and that which is dependent is mithya. Therefore, there we say mirror is satyam, the reflected city is mithya. Now we have, can say, mirror has satyatvam. Mirror, the next feature is mirror enjoys the status of being the reality, the truth. Having the status of being the truth or reality is said to be satyatvam, next feature. And thirdly, I said, the mirror is independent and the reflection is dependent. And the reflection, even though is not different from the reflected world, the reflection of the city is non-different from the mirror. Not at all different. Mirror is not separate from the reflection. Mirror is non-separate from the reflection. The reflection is non-different from the mirror. There's no distance between the mirror and the reflection. They're inseparably together, but still mirror is distinct. Mirror is distinct from the reflection. Therefore, mirror is absolutely untainted, untouched, unafflicted by the reflected city. And his untaintedness is said to be asangatvam. So mirror enjoys the status of being asangaha, asangatvam. Mirror has asangatvam. Now, the fourth factor you have to remember here is the reflected city is non-different, as mirror is non-separate from the city, as the city, reflected city is mithya, as mirror is satyam with reference to the reflection, we say we do not count the reflected city as a second parallel reality. How many things are there? Even though you see innumerable, the countless things within the reflected city, there are, you see actions, you see movements, you see motions, you see experiences, you see so many things there. The world of, there's a city of plurality, city of multiplicity you see in the reflection, but still mirror is one. And we say that even though that city is not countable as a second thing, because it does not have independent existence, we say mirror has ekatvam, oneness. Mirror is advayatvam. Mirror has advayatvam, advitiyatvam. Ekatvam, advayatvam, advitiyatvam. Mirror has the status of being one, secondless, non-dual, and secondless. Okay, these are the features you have to remember. I've given six features here totally. Now, these six features you are applicable to the waker also with reference to the dream world. With reference to dream world is non-separate from the, non-different from the waker. Even though the dream world non-different, waker is satyam with reference to dream world. Waker, dream world is mithya. Waker is adhara for the dream world. Waker is unafflicted by, untainted, untouched by any dream problems. Dream hunger, dream thirst, dream sleep does not disturb the waker in any way. So, dream, with reference to dream world, waker is one. The dream world is many objects. In dream world, there's a duality, knower, non-duality. But from the standpoint of waker, the adhara, there's no division. Dream world is not countable as a separate object from the waker. Therefore, waker, from the standpoint of the dream world, waker is one, secondless and non-dual. Now, we have to understand similarly. Shastram says, this entire Jagrat Prapanchaha, Jagrat Prapanchaha, Vishwam Tulyam, this universe is similar, comparable. Vishwam Darpana Drishyamana Nagari Tulyam, Vishwam Tulyam means this universe experienced in the waking state is comparable to this dream universe obtaining within oneself and the reflected city obtaining in the mirror. Therefore, from the standpoint of this universe, waking universe, we have to apply all those features of the mirror and the waker to this Atma here. It means, what is the adhara for this waking universe? If this universe is comparable to the reflected city obtaining in the mirror and the dream world obtaining within oneself, it is adheya. This universe has the status of being the adheyam supported. So what is the adhara for this universe? Shastram says, there is a reality, absolute reality, all-pervasive reality implied by the term Atma. So Atma is the Adhara, Adharaha, Adhishtanam. Atma has the Adhishtanatvam, Adharatvam, has the status of being the support of this substratum of this waking universe. Now, this Atma is Satyam, Jagat is Mithya. Why? Jagat, even though this world of duality, plurality, does not have independent existence outside of the Atma. Therefore, Atma is Satyam, Jagat is Mithya. Atma has Satyatvam, Jagat is Mithya. Jagat has Mithyatvam. Similarly here, being Mithya, being dependent on Atma, Satyam, whatever is happening within the objective universe. What is this entire objective universe? The universe which is experienced in the waking state involves what? You can reduce the whole thing into three as what? Mind, body and the universe. Your own physical body, mind should be included in the universe. All the three are subject to all forms of modifications. Shastram talks about Shad Bhava Vikaraha. Bhava Vikaraha means anything existent in this universe is subject to sixfold modifications. Not only the physical body, everything which enjoys existence here is subject to sixfold modifications. So all these modifications, mind is subject to change, body is subject to change, of course external world is subject to change. Therefore, being subject to change, so all lots of things are happening. but still Atma is Satyam, is absolutely untainted, untouched by whatever is happening in the universe. Whatever happens for the body, body may be born, body may be growing, body may be involved in activities, body may get fall sick, body may get disintegrated, body one day may get burnt, or body may be disintegrated. All these are possible for the mind, body. Similarly, there may be pain, different mental dispositions are possible for the mind also. There will be pain, there will be pleasure, there will be, there will be different emotions, different mental conditions in keeping with the external conditions. So whatever it is, all these are possible for the mind to happen. But here, mind and body enjoy the status of being existent because of the Atma. But absolutely, Atma is unafflicted, untouched, untainted, like the reflected, like the mirror. Okay? So Atma is Asang, Atma has Asangatvam. Asangaha Atma. Similarly, Atma is one, Atma has Ekatvam, Atma is non-dual, secondless, Advitiyam, secondless. Atma has Ekatvam, Advayatvam, Advitiyatvam. Okay, this much understanding we must have. Now, I move on to the next line. What is that? Now, one, see, this is the third, now we have to understand, third sentence I'm moving on to now. In my sentence, okay, I'm making one long sentence into many sentences. The first shloka of Dakshinamurti Slokam is a one long sentence. Can you believe? So one long sentence is Dakshinamurti Stotram, first verse. So one sees this, please listen to me. One sees this entire objective universe. Actually, this universe which is experienced in the waking state, one sees within oneself. This universe experienced in the waking state is experienced within oneself. Now, next lesson. The dream world, please listen to me carefully. The dream world, one experiences within oneself. But during the dream, when a person is in dream, even though the dream is within oneself, the person who is in dream sees the dream as though it is outside of him. When the person is in sleep, during dream, the person sees the dream world as though outside of him. Now next question comes. Okay, if the dream world is seen within oneself during the dream, why is this person seeing the dream as though it is external to him, outside of him? What is the reason? What makes the person see the dream world obtaining within oneself as though outside? Because of the sleep. Nidraya. It's a nidra. So, in Vedantic language, Vedantic parlance, Nidra is said to be that, sleep is that which is capable of converting the internal dream world seemingly external. It is capable of converting the internally obtaining dream world appear to be external. So dream, this is the ignorance, is that it has that power. No, sorry, sleep has that power. So nidra is that which converts the world obtaining within oneself seemingly external world. Okay. But what happens? Now we have to see the same way. Similarly, tatha, in the same way, this jagrat prapanchaha, this universe which is experienced in the waking state also, the person sees within oneself. Everyone sees the universe within oneself. But it appears as though it is outside. What is the reason? What makes the dream world appear to be external to you in dream? Sleep. So what makes this waking universe appear to be external to you? Here, Maya. What is Maya? Avidya. Here, a sleep of ignorance. The sleep of ignorance of the Atma makes the world which is experienced within oneself appears to be outside. So the dream, during the dream world which is obtaining within oneself is seen as though outside because of the sleep. In sleep, there is ignorance of one's self being waker. Similarly here, in the jagrat prapanchaha, this vishwam, which is experienced in the waking state, is experienced as though outside of the self, external to oneself, because of the sleep of ignorance. Now, next lesson. This person who is fast asleep, suptaha purushaha. Suptaha purushaha, the person who is asleep, when he wakes up from sleep, what happens? The experiencer experienced duality obtaining in the dream experience, the dream world, dream time, dream space, dream objects, dream living beings, dream non-living things, dream activities, dream travel, dream experiences of pains and pleasures, dream paths of opposites, the whole dream resolves in the waker on waking up from sleep. The whole dream resolves in the waker. So for this whole dream to resolve in the waker, what did the waker do? Effortlessly, on waking up from sleep, effortlessly, the entire dream world becomes resolved in the waker. Which means the only hard work, task on the part of the dreamer, on the part of the waker is what? Waking up from sleep. He has to just wake up from sleep, the whole world of duality resolves. The entire mansion of dream world becomes dissolved in the waker. All that he needs to do is he needs to wake up from sleep. Okay. When he wakes up from sleep, what does he do? This person who was fast asleep, who was seeing the dream within himself, but who saw the dream as though outside, on waking up from sleep, the whole dream becomes resolved in him. This person does not, person who wakes up from sleep does not see the waker, does not experience the waker. What does he do? He claims himself to be the waker. Is it clear? He claims himself to be the waker, am one non-dual being. He claims he does not experience the waker. He does not see the waker. What is the waker? Just claims. Who is the waker? When the dream world is resolved, what is left behind? What is left when the dream world is resolved, the whole dream is resolved, what is left is only the waker. Have you got the point? The whole, all the people in the dream resolved, all the activities resolved, the dream, the waker sees only the waker. And who is the waker? He says, I am the waker. Claiming the waker, he does not attain the wakership. He only claims the waker. He claims himself to be the waker. I am the waker. Okay, this claiming is called what? Sakshatkaraha. Sakshatkaraha means claiming oneself to be the waker on waking up from sleep. Sakshatkaraha. Similarly, we have to extend this to the waking experience now. This ajnani person, as long as he is ignorant of the swarupam of the atma, one's own real nature, the swarupam of the experiencer, I, this universe which is experienced in the waking state also, even though he experiences this whole universe always within oneself, he looks at this world as though it is outside. This world is as though outside of one, seems to be external. And when, because of the Shastra study, the teacher's unfoldment, when the person Ajnanam is resolved, when he wakes up from the sleep of ignorance, okay, when he wakes up from the sleep of ignorance, this person also sees the entire waking universe, time, factor, space, all the living beings, all the non-living things, all the vyavaharas, all activities, my God, death, condolence, parties, everything, the whole world of experience, what one has in waking state also, he will see they'll all become, they all being mithya. He discovers. And when he negates the whole object universe is mithya, means what is left behind? What is left there? Only the experiencer. The entire object universe is negated as mithya. And who is the experiencer here? He says to, I, the experiencer, am consciousness atma. Aham brahma asmi. This person has to, I, the experiencer, am consciousness atma. Very important here. On waking up from sleep of ignorance, being awake to the reality, having negated the whole waking universe as mithya, what cannot be negated, what is left behind is only one thing, which is satyam, which is one's own surupam. So the experiencer has to claim as what? I, the experiencer, am Atma, the consciousness. Here, he does not experience the Atma. Please remember, in knowledge, the person does not experience the Atma. Okay, I repeat the sentence again. On waking up from sleep, the waker does not experience the waker, does not see the waker. He claims oneself to be the waker. Similarly, this jnani person who is awake to the reality on waking up from sleep of ignorance, he does not see a second thing which is different from him. Just as the reflected city is non-different from the mirror, the entire objective universe is non-different from consciousness, the Atma. Consciousness, the Atma, is non-separate from the objective universe. Therefore, the entire universe is mithya. The only satyam, the adhara, adhishtanam, the satyam, the asangaha, untainted, untouched truth is one, secondless, non-dual reality, Atma. So this person does not experience the Atma, does not see the Atma. He claims the Atma as oneself. I, the experiencer, am consciousness, implied by the term Atma or Brahma. Aham Atma, Aham Brahma Asmi. This claiming the consciousness as one's own sorupam, oneself, is what is said to be Sakshatkaraha. Okay, Sakshatkaraha should not be mistaken as something seeing face to face. It is not direct experience. Sakshatkaraha is not direct experience. It is not at all experience. It is not seeing something face to face. Not appearing in front of me. No. Sakshatkaraha is just claiming one's own essential nature being already consciousness implied by the term Atma. Sakshatkaraha. Okay. Now, we have to go to the verse. Okay. And this person who has discovered that consciousness Atma as one's own self, and for whom the world does not exist outside of him, for whom the whole world is one's own manifestation, that person is a jnani. He is a muktaha. He is liberated. He is free person. One who does not see a second thing other than the Atma. One who sees the entire world of duality, plurality, multiplicity being non-different from self, the self being non-separate from the whole world. One who sees oneself as the one secondless non-dual Atma, that jnani who is free, liberated, and that person is the guru, the teacher. And that guru, who is that guru? Okay, definitely the person who has woken up from sleep alone can wake up another person who is asleep. The person who is sleeping cannot wake up another person who is sleeping. The person who has woken up from sleep alone can wake up another person who is asleep. So this jnani is the guru, And that Guru is another than Dakshinamurti. So Lord Dakshinamurti alone is manifest as the Guru. Therefore, I offer my salutations to Lord Dakshinamurti, or my Guru, who is another than Dakshinamurti. Dakshinamurti alone is in the form of all the Gurus. Any Guru who gives his vision, who has this vision, who gives this vision, is Dakshinamurti. Dakshinamurti is not any of the Gurus, but all the Gurus are none other than Dakshinamurti. Salutations unto my Guru, who is Dakshinamurti. This is the verse. Now let us see the mantra verse now. Lot of preparation to enter into the verse. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam. Now, Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari. See, nagari darpane drishyate. Nagari darpane drishyate. City is seen in the mirror. The city which is being seen in the mirror. Darpane drishyamana nagari. Darpana drishyamana nagari. City. City which is being reflected, seen in the mirror. The reflected city which is being seen in the mirror. Okay. Now, Vishwam, this universe, is experienced in the waking state is tulyam, similar, comparable to this city, the reflected city which is being seen in the mirror. Is it clear? First sentence is over. Now, Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam. Next. Nija antargatam. Where is this universe? Nija antargatam. Nija means one's own. Antargatam, this universe obtaining within oneself. Nija antargatam, obtaining within oneself. Tannul irukkindra. Nija antargatam, Vishwam. Nija antargatam. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam pashyannatmani. So nija antargatam vishwam pashyati. Everyone sees this universe where nija antargatam vishwam pashyati. Everyone always sees this universe, pashyati, sees this universe obtaining within oneself, which is that which is similar to the city, reflected city obtaining in the mirror, which is being experienced in the mirror. Is it clear? Nija antargatam vishwam pashyati. Even though everyone experiences this waking universe within oneself, like the which is similar to the reflected city which is being seen in the mirror. But what happened? Pashyanna, seeing, always sees. Nijantargatam pashyannatmani. Even though always seeing this world within oneself, mayaya. Mayaya means avidyaya, ajnanena, because of ignorance. Avidyaya, mayaya is equal to avidyaya. Avidyaya is equal to ajnanena, because of ignorance. Ariyamayinale. Bahihi udbhutam iva. Bahihi, because of ignorance, bahihi udbhutam iva. Bahihi udbhutam, bahihi outside, udbhutam existing. Udbhutam iva, veliyil thondriyadu pola, iva as though. bahihi udbhutam iva, as though it is outside.
Pashyannatmani mayaya bahiribodbhutai.
Atmani pashyanna, even the seeing within oneself, this world. Mayaya, because of ignorance, bahihi udbhutam iva.
Mayaya bahirivodbhutam yatha nidraya.
Yatha nidraya. Yatha, just as. Nidraya, because of the sleep. So you have to understand here. Long sentence, okay? Let me make it very clear. Yatha, just as, okay, nidraya, because of the sleep. Because of the sleep, one seeing the dream world within oneself, sees the dream world to be external to oneself. It's all extra. I have to add this. Nidraya, because of the sleep, just as one sees the dream world as though outside of oneself, even though a person sees the dream world within oneself, because of the sleep, just as one sees the dream world as though external to oneself, in the same way, this person also, because of the ignorance, sees this waking universe also, seeing within oneself, he sees the waking universe as though it is outside. It appears to be outside. Bahihi udbhutam iva asti. It seems to be outside. It seems to be, it appears to be outside.
Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam pashyanna Mani mayaya bahiribodbhutai yatha nidraya.
Okay. Is it clear now? One sees this waking universe within oneself. He's seeing within oneself, but he sees as though it is external to him, outside of him, because of ignorance. Just as due to the sleep, one seeing the dream world in oneself, one sees the dream world as though outside. Now,
yas sakshat kurute prabodha samaye.
Prabodha samaye, on waking up from sleep. Prabodha samaye, on waking up from sleep. Prabodha, waking up. On waking up from sleep, prabodha samaye, at the time of waking up, prabodha kale, prabodha samaye, prabodha samaye,
yas sakshat kurute prabodha samaye, swatmanameva advayam,
swatmanameva advayam sakshat karoti. On waking up from sleep, this person sees oneself being one, secondless and non-dual. On waking up from sleep, this person sees oneself being one, secondless, non-dual. Similarly, this person who wakes up from sleep of ignorance, sees oneself being Atma, one secondless non-dual Atma.
Yas sakshat kurute prabodha samaye.
Sakshat kurute means what? He claims the experience of Atma consciousness as oneself. It means he's no more, his identity is with the body, mind, and complex. Saksha, on waking up from sleep of ignorance, this person claims consciousness Atma as the self. This claiming the Atma, the consciousness as the self is Sakshatkaraha. For that, this person has to wake up from sleep of ignorance. He must become awake to the reality. Yas sakshat kurute prabodha samaye swatmanam. See, he sees himself being one non-dual self. Yas sakshat kurute prabodha samaye swatmanam eva advayam swatmanam eva advayam pashyati sakshat karoti. He claims that one non-dual consciousness Atma as the self on waking up from sleep. And such a jnani who has woken up from sleep of ignorance, who claimed Atma as the self, in whose vision there is no second thing other than the self, such a jnani is Mama Guruhu, my teacher. Idam, and he is none other than Dakshinamurti. Unto him, this salutations. Idam mama namaha. Yas sakshat kurute prabodha samaye swatmanam eva advayam swatmanam eva advayam advayam atmanam sakshat kurute prabodha samaye yaha he who ever oruvar. Okay, when he wakes up from sleep of ignorance, he sees, he claims oneself, claims the consciousness Atma as the self, and sees oneself being non-dual Atma. He is the Guru. Tasmai Guru Murtaye, unto that Guru, Guru Murtihi, who is another than Dakshinamurtihi, unto him, Idam Namaha. This salutation. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam. Idam Namaha. Idam Namaha. This salutations unto that Guru who is Dakshinamurtihi. What a slokam. Huh? What a shloka it is. This is Shankaracharya's shloka. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam. Shri Dakshina Murtaye. See, clean teaching. Sakshatkaraha means we should not think Bhagavan will come and stand in front of me. No, you have to claim your Swarupam as Atma. Only task he needed is you have to wake up from sleep. Is it clear? Okay. And now I have some Sanskrit. I'm going to the same verse in Sanskrit class today. So others will not feel bored. Okay. Because I'm going to do the sentence, many sentences of one verse. That will be done in the second Sanskrit class, so that people who are not interested in Sanskritam will not be tired of it. Now, your job is to memorize this verse. So clean. I have many sentences. One sentence has been made into many sentences for our easy understanding. Okay, I'll show you how it is. Okay, now let us chant the first verse again. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam pashyannatmani mayaya bahirivodbhutai yathanidraya yasakshat kurute prabodha samaye swatmanameva advayam Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam
ಶ್ರೀ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃಇದಂ ಶ್ರೀ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ.
ಸೊ ಮೈ ಟೀಚರ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ದನ್ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಿ. ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ ಇದಂ ಇದಂ ನಮಃ ಅಂಟು ದ ಟೀಚರ್ ಗುರುಮೂರ್ತಿ ದಿ ಸಲ್ಯೂಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಿ. ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೀಚರ್? ಯಹ ಕಸ್ಮೈ ಗುರುಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ದಿಸ್ ಸಲ್ಯೂಟೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಟು ದಿಸ್ ಗುರುಮೂರ್ತಿ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಿ. ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗುರುಮೂರ್ತಿ? ಯಹ ಪ್ರಬೋಧ ಸಮಯೇ ಸ್ವಾತ್ಮಾನಂ ಅದ್ವಯಂ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ಕುರುತೆ. ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಸೀಸ್ ದ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆನ್ ವೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್, ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಒನ್ ನಾನ್ ಡ್ಯುವಲ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ಲೆಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಅವೇಕ್? ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಸೀಸ್ ದ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ಲೆಸ್ ನಾನ್ ಡ್ಯುವಲ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಆನ್ ವೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ರಿಸಾಲ್ವ್ಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಮಿಥ್ಯಾ. ಯಹ ಪ್ರಬೋಧ ಸಮಯೇ ಸ್ವ ಆತ್ಮಾನಂ ಅದ್ವಯಂ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ಕುರುತೆ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಗುರುಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ಇದಂ ನಮಃ. ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್, ಗಾಟ್ ಇಟ್? ನೌ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಮೂವ್ ಆನ್ ಟು ದಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಸ್. ಇಫ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಎಂಜಾಯ್, ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ, ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಆಲ್ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸಸ್ ನೌ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಸಕ್ಯ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್.
ಬೀಜಸ್ಯಾಂತರಿವಾಂಕುರೋ ಜಗದಿದಂ ಪ್ರಾಂಗ್ ನಿರ್ವಿಕಲ್ಪಂ ಪುನಃ. ಬೀಜಸ್ಯಾಂತರಿವಾಂಕುರೋ ಜಗದಿದಂ ಪ್ರಾಂಗ್ ನಿರ್ವಿಕಲ್ಪಂ ಪುನಃ. ಮಾಯಾ ಕಲ್ಪಿತ ದೇಶ ಕಾಲ ಕಲನ ವೈಚಿತ್ರ್ಯ ಚಿತ್ರೀಕೃತಂ. ಮಾಯಾ ಕಲ್ಪಿತ ದೇಶ ಕಾಲ ಕಲನ ವೈಚಿತ್ರ್ಯ ಚಿತ್ರೀಕೃತಂ. ಬೀಜಸ್ಯಾಂತರಿವಾಂಕುರೋ ಜಗದಿದಂ ಪ್ರಾಂಗ್ ನಿರ್ವಿಕಲ್ಪಂ ಪುನಃ. ಬೀಜಸ್ಯಾಂತರಿವಾಂಕುರೋ ಜಗದಿದಂ ಪ್ರಾಂಗ್ ನಿರ್ವಿಕಲ್ಪಂ ಪುನಃ. ಮಾಯಾ ಕಲ್ಪಿತ ದೇಶ ಕಾಲ ಕಲನ ವೈಚಿತ್ರ್ಯ ಚಿತ್ರೀಕೃತಂ. ಮಾಯಾ ಕಲ್ಪಿತ ದೇಶ ಕಾಲ ಕಲನ ವೈಚಿತ್ರ್ಯ ಚಿತ್ರೀಕೃತಂ. ಮಾಯಾವೀವ ವಿಜೃಂಭಯತ್ಯಪಿ ಮಾಯಾವೀವ ವಿಜೃಂಭಯತ್ಯಪಿ ಮಹಾಯೋಗೀವ ಯಸ್ವೇಚ್ಛಯ. ಮಾಯಾವೀವ ವಿಜೃಂಭಯತ್ಯಪಿ ಮಹಾಯೋಗೀವ ಯಸ್ವೇಚ್ಛಯ. ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮೈದಂ ಶ್ರೀ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ. ಮಾಯಾವೀವ ವಿಜೃಂಭಯತ್ಯಪಿ ಮಹಾಯೋಗೀವ ಯಸ್ವೇಚ್ಛಯ. ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮೈದಂ ಶ್ರೀ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ.
So here, the teacher is none other than Dakshinamurtihi. And who is this teacher? Whose Swarupam is Dakshinamurtihi? Which is the Swarupam of everything also. The only Swarupam of all the students, all the teachers, everything in this universe is Dakshinamurti Swarupam. So here, it is said
ಬೀಜಸ್ಯಾಂತರಿವಾಂಕುರೋ ಜಗತ್ ಜಗದಿದಂ ನೌ ಇದಂ ಜಗತ್. ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಯೂಸ್ ದ ಟರ್ಮ್ ವಿಶ್ವಂ. ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಯೂಸ್ ದ ಟರ್ಮ್ ಇದಂ ಜಗತ್. You know, he was very interesting. Why Shankar Bhagavatpada uses the term idam jagat instead of using the term vishwam? Vishwam means the whole, all. Now, he uses the term jagat. Instead of using the word vishwam, he uses the term jagat because the jagat, the universe appears, again it becomes unmanifest. Becomes manifest and becomes unmanifest. Becomes manifest and becomes unmanifest. Constantly the universe appears and disappears. Becomes manifest and unmanifest. Comes and goes. Comes and goes. This coming and going is what now is not being destroyed. That is the nature. It's a changing. The universe, the material universe is subject to change. Because change, constantly undergoing the change, is the nature of the matter. The universe being material in nature, the universe also is constantly of the nature of undergoing change, appearing and disappearing. Becoming manifest is creation. The world which is manifest, becoming unmanifest alone is said to be dissolution. Really speaking, there is no creation or destruction of anything here. There's no creation of anything. There's no destruction of anything. Nothing is created. Nothing is destroyed. The whole universe constantly, okay, becomes manifest, becomes unmanifest. Why does it happen? That is the nature of the matter. So becoming manifest from being unmanifest is creation. Becoming unmanifest from being manifest is dissolution. Therefore, the universe is known by the term jagat. Jayate, gacchati, jayate, gacchati, jayate, gacchati, iti jagat. That which comes and goes, comes and goes, comes and goes is jagat. So Shankaracharya thoughtfully uses the term jagat in the second verse instead of using the word vishwam. Okay, he says idam jagat, this universe. This means what? The universe which is being experienced in the waking state. This universe which is experienced in the waking state, which is actually experienced within oneself, but it is experienced as though it is outside of oneself. Okay? This universe, idam jagat, this universe, before it became manifest, where was it? How was it? Before the universe became manifest, it was there or not? It was very much there. The universe is not created newly, means before becoming manifest, this universe was. Idam jagat asit. Idam jagat purvam asit. Purvam, what is the word in the verse? Prak. Prak means pura. Pura means before. Before this universe became manifest, it was. Was not non-existent, it was prak idam vishwam asit. Okay, it was there before. How was it? It was nirvikalpam asit. This was unmanifest. Unmanifest means what? It was divisionless. Divisionless means what? Nowhere known. Without the knower known division, it was nirvikalpam asit. Idam jagat prang nirvikalpam asit. Prak nirvikalpam, prang nirvikalpam asit. This universe was before without the knower known division, without the knower known duality, it was there. It was there without the knower known duality means it was there unmanifest. It was there unmanifest means it was there undifferentiated. It was there undifferentiated means it was there with all the nama rupa features resolved, unmanifest. Okay, so let me give you an example here. When you see the clay pot, with reference to clay pot, clay is the only substance. And minus clay, what is pot? The nama rupam, form and name. So name is called word, form is called meaning of the word. Word and its meaning. The pot can be said to be the name and form, otherwise word and its meaning. So before the pot was made, what was there? Clay alone was. And what are these two features? What is this form and name? The form and name is nothing but a feature. Form and name is a feature obtaining in clay. It's a feature obtaining in clay. And this feature, before the pot was made, this feature was there before in clay. Unmanifest, undifferentiated. And now, how the pot is made, the feature becomes manifest and differentiated. It is specifically seen. Like this, we have to understand. I'll explain next class. Understand this much today. This universe, this idam jagat, prak nirvikalpam asit. This universe was there before without division, nirvikalpam. Vikalpaha means division. Nirvikalpam asit. Jagat nirvikalpam asit. This universe was without, before without divisions, without knower known duality. Without knower known division, it was undifferentiated. It was unmanifest. Like what? Bijasya antaha ankuraha iva. Bijam, seed. Bijam is a seed. Bijasya antaha ankuraha iva. Ankuraha, sprout. Bijam, seed. Bijasya antaha ankuraha yatha asti. Bijasya antaha ankuraha yatha asti. Just as the sprout is unmanifest, unrecognized, non-recognizable, undifferentiated in a seed, so also this universe was there before undivided, in undivided, unmanifest. You take a seed, the seed is not dead, the seed is alive. Why? Because within the seed there is life. If you break open the seed, you cannot locate where is the tree or a plant, which is the trunk, which are the branches, which are the leaves, which are the roots. You cannot locate the tree. You break the seed, but within the seed there is a tree, there is a plant. The plant has all roots are there, trunk is there, stems are there, branches are there, leaves are there, flowers are there. The whole tree, all the aspects of the tree are there. If you break open the sea, you cannot locate the tree. Is that tree or not? Tree is. How is it? Avyakta rupena asti. It is unmanifest, undifferentiated. Unmanifest. It is undifferentiated. It is not available for experience. So just as a sprout is unmanifest and undifferentiated in a seed, bijasya antaha yatha ankuraha asti, tatha idam jagat prak nirvikalpam asit. It was before unmanifest, undifferentiated. Okay, we'll see the rest next class. Remember, the first line is complete. Bijam, bijasya antaha ankuraha iva idam jagat prak nirvikalpam asit. Bijasya antarivankuro jagadidam prang nirvikalpam punaha. Then what happened? How does it become manifest? We'll see next class.